The Truth News Network. Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
I am so sorry we missed yesterday. We were collecting all kinds of information, evidence, documents, and stories to bring to you today in our look at the U.S. justice system. We got a good one, too. It's titled Justice for All, but Two Versions. Who can honestly maintain that currently in the United States there is liberty and justice for all? If there is, it's meted out differently for everyone. The rule of law has been attacked, amended, and redefined by so many that no one any longer knows exactly what it is, what it means, and how it should function, and how it functions. The U.S. was established by a bunch of vagabonds who had for generations experienced the horrors and oppression of multi-layered justice in Europe. It was never fair, it was never consistent, and certainly never equal. That injustice resulted in the establishment of a set of laws in this new world that would obliterate the evil system of justice that always favored one group over another, put one person ahead of someone else, and was always determined by those other than rank-and-file citizens who were not quite worthy of the same type of justice. Equal justice was in no way equal until the United States. We are seeing today the evil of that system creep back into this new world. It is tearing at the very fabric of our country. Americans are in large part ignoring its power to quickly obliterate the founding principles that gave early Americans promise of equality under the law. Many do not even acknowledge this new justice system's existence yet. Generations of American patriots fought and died to protect and preserve the founders' implemented justice system that made it the best and the fairest on the face of the planet. Yet today, it is in perilous danger of destruction, not by foreign tyrants, despots, or evil nations, but by its own leaders. Let's look right now at criminal justice. In Europe, class warfare was not even real warfare. Commoners' only value was for their service to the ruling class. Laws existed simply at the whims of elitists and could be changed at the drop of a hat. There was no justice. In the United States, 2.5 centuries after becoming a nation whose cornerstone is the guarantee of liberty and justice for all, we watch as a ruling class has evolved into the American elitist moving to replicate European justice, which American settlers fled. In the United States, criminal justice has become a from-top-to-bottom system that favors those with social, economic, and political status, while punishing those who find themselves, most often by their own illegal actions, caught in an ever-growing whirlwind of social justice, a justice process system eerily similar to that of 1600s Europe. Because certain populations are forced into positions of social inequality, just like those Americans lived through in Europe, crime becomes more common within these populations. Most inmates are minority men under age 40 whose economic opportunities have suffered the most over the last 30 to 40 years. Incarceration in the United States is socially concentrated among very disadvantaged people. That's from U.S. News and World Report. In the United States, the people most likely to commit crimes are people without education, jobs, housing, or hope, U.S. News explains. This is further complicated by the fact that people from disadvantaged populations are frequently given harsher sentences than those from dominant populations for the same crimes. Think about this. retainers for felony crime cases to get a lawyer start around $5,000 to $10,000, but can easily turn into $25,000 or more for serious cases. Private criminal legal representation is literally out of reach and unattainable for most who fall into average working family category or below. Because of the high cost of securing better or best legal representation in those cases, public defense is most often the only option. Now, public defense is not in itself necessarily bad or of poor quality, but many who serve in this capacity are just beginning their criminal defense careers or are assigned a certain percentage of indigent cases they are required to work. Volume of cases and low public defense budgets obviously water down capabilities of providing better or best defense for those charged who lack sufficient financial resources to obtain private representation. It is not uncommon for a criminal case in which a defendant who has a criminal record and who is subsequently charged with one or more felonies to face a $100,000 defense bill if able to retain private criminal representation. There's very little hope for a person of average or below income to find defense other than through public defender representation, and their caseloads are huge based on the volume of arrest and the volume of those who come from this classification that need public representation. And it's not getting any better. Multiple offenders, no matter the seriousness of previous crimes, suffer disproportionately in the criminal justice system simply because of their past brushes with the law. Inmates and ex-convicts are themselves a disadvantaged population. Once a person has a criminal record, it's easy for potential employers to access that information on the internet and deny jobs because of it, says U.S. Times. This makes it difficult for those who have criminal records to find jobs that pay enough. Seldom does the American media highlight criminal cases of those Americans caught up in the justice system that, because they are at social and/or economic disadvantage, are forced into the public defense system, where they often get lost and certainly struggle for fairness. To the media, high-profile cases that involve well-known public figures are newsworthy and therefore capture newspaper and television coverage. Hollywood actors and directors, sports superstars, music industry pop stars have all the money necessary to assure great criminal defense, while most members of minority communities who find themselves on the wrong side of the law get lost in the system, where their stories seldom get told. Criminal justice injustice. It's here, folks. There's a new system within the U.S. justice system. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to look deeply at it and talk about what it has done and what it is doing to the Department of Justice and the American justice system. It's right after this at the Truth News Network.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! That went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
George Orwell said freedom is the right to tell someone what they don't want to hear. Today, that's called the truth.
At truthnewsnet.org.
Here's Dan Newman.
Truth and Justice, the American Way. We're looking at the American justice system. Criminal justice has kind of taken a life of its own. There is a second piece of the American justice system and its political justice. Yes, a new segment of the justice system has evolved. It is for those who are members of the United States political system. Even though constitutionally all those in this system were chosen from among their fellow citizens to be public servants, those within that system have turned it into a super class of Americans that in many cases have been and are above the law. Sadly, we Americans are the ones who allowed members of this class to create and perpetuate its existence. They work hard to do that, folks. We won't go into all of those details, but there's a whole story about exactly how that political justice system works. It's not fair. Nothing in it was envisioned by our nation's founders. It is exactly what they hated, and is exactly why, in large part, they fled Europe. Early Americans knew that no nation that is not fair to all of its people with no regard to race, religion, or place of origin can ever last. None do. Look around the world. And no such nation can guarantee its citizens true freedom under the law. Why? Those in that political class were authorized by the Constitution to craft laws to govern our lives. Founders knew times would change, and those changes would demand minor adjustments in those laws. But they knew the basics of liberty and justice for all, the actual rule of law, one person, one vote, fair taxation and private property rights were and would always be essential for the preservation of the U.S. justice system. The American political class has stood watch while much of those tenets of freedom have been purposely eroded, only to be replaced by political justice. Here's the rub about this new segment of the American justice system. Every day, Americans do not determine who is part of that system and who makes the rules about which laws to keep, which to abolish, and which new laws to implement. The elitists do that for all Americans. Constitutionally, that is to be decided by American voters who choose through elections those 535 representatives to serve in Congress, along with a president and vice president who, with the advice and consent of Congress, implement and enforce the laws that Congress passes. But that process, as designed, exists no more. We watch as mayors, governors, members of the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, and even former presidents thumb their noses at duly passed laws and simply choose to not enforce the laws with which they personally disagree. Examples? Federal drug laws. Marijuana is illegal federally, folks. Owning and dispensing of marijuana outside of some medical dispensing is illegal. States have passed laws legalizing it, and presidents have said to the federal authorities, don't enforce those federal drug laws. That's hard to believe, but it's out there. U.S. voting laws, also U.S. immigration laws. And then those same political elitists installed a system within the constitutional system that allows new policies, which often circumvent old laws, that are implemented simply with the stroke of the pen of a governor or the president of the United States. You've heard them mentioned all the time. You may not have known exactly what they are till now, but they're called executive orders. Corruption in this political system was and is inevitable. Of course, such a system operated by a chosen few was destined to become corrupt. It creates two different classes of people. It favors one class over another, the very definition of political corruption. Doesn't matter what's best for the other guys. If those guys want it, it's got to be right. Examples of this corruption abound. We're not even going to begin to list them all, but there are several current examples that vividly illustrate the class disparity within this system that beg for discussion. We have discussed them in detail previously in previous stories and podcasts, and we won't go back and look at all of them in detail, but look at some of those in bullet point format right now. Fired FBI Director James Comey, when fired, released FBI memos to the press through a friend. Those memos were classified. Comey's release of them was a felony. There's nothing. No investigation pending, criminal investigation, nothing going on. Comey may go unscathed for committing felonies. Comey lied several times before Congress. While doing so is not a felony, it is a type of obstruction of justice which could be classified and prosecuted as a felony. Hillary Clinton authorized destruction of at least 30,000 emails, some of which contained classified information, but all were under subpoena by U.S. Congress. Her destroying those is at least obstruction of justice. The Clinton email server was never approved as being secure by federal authorities, which is a requirement. Use of that server for transmission of documents and communications, much of which was classified, was a felony. President Obama, with a private Gmail address, communicated with Hillary via that unsecured server for years. Doing so was a felony violation for both Clinton and Obama. For all communications by any U.S. president are automatically classified. Many believe the reason that James Comey and the Justice Department declined to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her wrongdoing in this regard was because if they did, they would have also had to indict a sitting president of the United States, Barack Obama. Think about that. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was tried for 13-year-old tax violations in an effort to coerce his flipping to Robert Mueller about Trump wrongdoing. Manafort did break the law, make no mistake about it. But the Department of Justice had, under Rod Rosenstein, looked at those violations by Manafort years earlier. And when they did, they declined prosecution. Mueller's prosecution now was for purely political purposes. Mueller appears to be trying to tie Trump's payoffs to those two women to campaign finance lawbreaking efforts by Trump to impede the 2016 election results in his favor, which, if it was true, influencing an election would be a violation. Campaign laws, however, allow personal expenses for personal reasons by candidates, which are not for campaign purposes. And obviously, in the cases, the two cases that are being looked at where Donald Trump did apparently pay off two women, it would be very realistic and reasonable to maintain that his doing so was for personal reason. Embarrassment, he didn't want his family to find out about him, whatever. But on the other hand, Hillary's campaign paid through a law firm, which in itself could be ruled money laundering, for the Steele dossier that was fabricated and had no factual basis. James Comey, in his testimony before Congress, said that. It had no factual basis. Her campaign obviously funded that for the express purpose of impacting the presidential election against her opponent. Unlike Trump, there is no possible personal reason Hillary could give for her doing so. There's no action pending against the Clinton campaign for that action. We could list hundreds of examples of this two-tiered political justice system now raging in America. We could list hundreds of examples of this two-tiered criminal justice system in America as well. I will not bore you or insult your integrity by doing so. Americans see it and Americans understand it. But here's the problem, folks. If Americans see and understand these two systems are in place, and if Americans, knowing they exist, who crafted and implemented both, and why they were put in place, and if Americans, knowing all this, allow these travesties to continue, the American justice system is doomed. In fact, it may be too late now for America to stop these two systems or change their paths of operation. Too many people have garnered too much power and authority through these systems. And all of that power and authority that will allow their existence is now controlled by a small group of individuals who have the power to perpetuate their status quo. So you may ask today, what can we do? Okay, Speak out against criminal injustice every time you see it. Write emails. Call lawmakers. Get active in elections. And involve yourself in the process. If you see something, say something. You've got a voice. Vote in every election in which you're eligible. Sadly, at most, 25% of all those eligible to vote determine who represents us at local, state, and federal levels. Why? 75% of Americans simply don't vote. Objectively research laws that govern where you live and U.S. laws. Ignorance of laws does not mean one is stupid. Ignorance of laws and not getting understanding of those laws is stupid. Vote with your hands, your feet, and your wallets. Don't support those who support this two-justice system. Don't go to movies, concerts, stores, purchase products, watch television shows, etc., supported by those who do support the two-justice system. Doesn't take a lot of research to find out who these are. And then support those who support the current rule of law. They support enforcement of the laws that are on the books. Easy to find out who those are, too. And then this one, folks. Consider running for office. You may think you're unqualified, but qualification for office to serve does not entail dollars and cents necessarily, social status, wardrobe, or what your last name is. Those may make it easier to get attention in some cases, but door-to-door and person-to-person is a great way to get involved with lawmaking. Don't disqualify yourself without serious consideration. This is not a country founded to be like this, and this country does not belong to a group of elitists who have all power and authority to do anything they desire at the cost of the American people. But if Americans sit idly by, oblivious to what is happening around them, doing that is support, albeit benign support, it's still support of the very evil this discussion is about. None of us like being disliked or despised. Those might result from taking actions. But what is certain is that all who ignore real disastrous historical events are doomed to see those real disastrous historical events happen again. We must never give in to those already strong and already moving to do away with liberty and justice for all. And sitting by idly doing nothing is giving in. And that, my friends, is not what we want for ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, and those less fortunate in our world around us. Equal justice under the law. That's what we all deserve. Thank you for joining us today. It was a tough one, a hard one, but it's there and it's factual. Thank you for joining us every day. We love having you here. We love your opinion. Send us an email. Let us know your thoughts. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Have a great one, folks.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.